T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. We're talking phobias now because Amy and I each have what we believe to be phobias.
Different phobias. Now that we're talking to a professional. I just have an irrational fear. You have a phobia.
Maybe. Who has an expertise in phobias and has a therapy that he is implementing and has had some success. And so we're going to talk to Dr. Justin Jacques, a mental health counselor with the Human Theory Group. And Dr. Jacques is with us now on KMOX. Good to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing really great this morning. Really excited to talk today.
Okay. Well, we are happy to have you. And I'll just throw this out at you. Right away. Before we get to the therapy that you've been implementing, I went to not give blood. I had to do blood work today, and I have a fear of needles, and I kind of have an anxiety when it comes to going to the doctor in general. Is that a phobia, or is that just anxiousness?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm curious, like, did you ever have a negative experience with needles itself or at the doctor's office when you were younger?
Not really.
Okay. So it's something where you have just over time. Oh, and here's the other thing. Do your parents, did they talk about needles, or did you have anyone in your family that had a negative experience?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Actually, my dad may not have liked it, but I feel like I just knew I didn't like it. You know what I mean? I feel like it was inherent.
And isn't it fair to say that it is just kind of an off-putting idea?
Yeah. I don't like watching the blood come out.
Right? Like, who wants to go get stuck with a needle? I totally understand that.
Hey,
right?
There are some weirdos out there with some kinks, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's right. Like, you maybe see some bad, you know, movie or something about it. And so I think a lot of times phobias can come because you're witnessing things that you've never experienced as well.
What about, just a survival instinct? You would think while your brain is saying, for instance, oh, yeah, I'm going to get, you know, blood drawn or get a vaccine or whatever it is, your brain knows it's a helpful thing. But your instinct, your survival instinct is probably thinking getting stabbed with something is bad. Isn't some of it just the survival instinct?
That's right. Like our brains are wired to seek pleasure, to reproduce, and to keep us safe, right? We have a negativity bias in our brain, right? So it looks for threats in our environment. So maybe the needle is the lion, right? And so our brain is really good at picking out that negative event and really fixating on us because it wants to keep us safe.
Okay. So I want to get to the therapy that you are implementing, but I also have another very specific fear. And I believe I've self-diagnosed, and I want you to tell me if I have diagnosed incorrectly, okay? So I have this very specific fear of being in a smaller boat, okay?
Yes.
And the boat is in the water up next to a very large ship.
A big boat.
A big boat.
Yeah.
So I have a fear of being in a small boat next to a big boat. and I think it's megalophobia. Am I correct, or what is that?
Yeah, I think there's all these names for these different types of conditions, and maybe it is. It's kind of hard to say. I don't know you that well, but I think
you don't want to.
I think it's probably the same idea around, you know, your brain sees that as a threat. You know, maybe you've seen a movie or you've had an experience around that, and it really makes a strong association in your amygdala of like, hey, this is an event that could be harmful for me. I don't want to put myself in that scenario. I think it maybe is that simple.
I was in the Chesapeake Bay back in the 90s, and we were up against a big boat. And I was like, I do not like this. That's how I found out.
Is that for real?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That's exactly where I was.
So, okay. Now,
okay, so you had an experience. Like, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. What about, you know, you've probably seen this with TikTok, that everybody is using therapy speak now. We're diagnosing, self-diagnosing ourselves. What is the difference between a phobia and just having an aversion to something?
Yeah, and I think it's an order of magnitude, right? You know, common phobias are either a single episode or repeated episodes of some sort of an event, or it can be the nurture part, like a parent talking about an event being really bad. But this is something that really goes to a very high level, and you have almost like a panic type of presentation. And here's the thing. It really is like your amygdala freaking out, having a fight, flight, or freeze response, right? That is significant, almost like a panic attack scenario. So being anxious about something is probably a order of magnitude smaller than that.
So when we talk about phobias, is it a... Are most of them learned, or are they inherent? Maybe there is just something with your brain chemistry or the makeup of it that causes you to have a phobia, or is it always experience-based?
That's a really great question. So I think what I would say is that some people have a higher genetic propensity for anxiety, and they tend to get phobias more often. But it's nurture and nature. And then if you live in a highly anxious family system, right, who talks about things that they have aversions to at a high level, I think that's that kind of potentiating both that make it even worse, if that makes sense. So it can be biological. It could be about an experience that happened to you. And then it's all about the narrative that your family system or your community does about talk about that type of event.
So one, this is kind of a two-part question. Is it possible to overcome these phobias? And in overcoming the phobias, does it matter if it's experiential or a biological origin?
That is a really great question. So people that have more of an organic issue, I'm really helping them turn down their central nervous system, right? Like we're doing things like yoga, body-based practices, deep breath work, right? Like we're automatically turning down the central nervous system. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to help them with exposures. I do what's called prolonged exposure therapy. We start with just the brain and we do imaginal exposures, right? Like for instance, with the needle kind of, discussion, I would have them imagine going to the doctor and getting a needle, right? And then have them, you know, rate how high that makes them anxiety-wise. I might have them stay in that memory for a little bit longer, but then we're going to get to really an experiential thing, in vivo exposures. We're going to have you go and do something. Like maybe we take a toothpick and pretend like it's being a needle being stuck into you, and then we're going to measure your anxiety. And the whole time, we are working on these coping skills, breath work, body work, you know, all the things that kind of calm down the central nervous system.
So how long does it, I'm assuming that there are varying results in some people, it takes a little bit longer in the severity of the phobia, but typically how long does it take to if you're doing the work you're supposed to overcome something like that?
Yeah. So for me, it just depends on the person, how motivated they are, but maybe like 10 to 20 sessions over 6 months, I can usually get some movement with somebody, right? Again, we might even bring medication on board to help with the anxiety, right? Bring that down. And then we start doing these exposures, right? And then we have an exposure hierarchy. So we start low, work to high, and then we just do the imaginal sometimes in session, so we're imagining it, and then we do in vivo in person in these experiments. And so, yeah, you can get really intricate with these, and it can be extremely effective.
You know, some famous fears or phobias or aversions would be like to clowns or to the word moist, yeah. which people don't like.
That's not a phobia,
is
it?
People don't like it. They get moist? They get grossed, weirded out by it. But let's even with clowns, like something like that. Do you find that phobias can also be the product of a social contagion? Because it's like suddenly on TikTok, everybody's afraid of this. So you almost self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I think that's an understudied area, social contagion theory. If you ever get a chance, read the book Crazy Like Us. It's a great book about social contagion theory. And I do think it is a thing. And we've seen this documented where people will catch, you know, maybe whatever the TikTok thing is, and then all of a sudden it's a somatic thing, right? Mm-hmm. So our brains are super powerful, right? We can feel things. We can have gut issues. We can have all kinds of things that are brain-based. So I think there's some legitimacy to that, but I'd probably treat it similarly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
We're talking to Dr. Justin Jock, who is a mental health counselor with the Human Theory Group, and you were talking about ERP, the treatment that you implement for people with phobias, and I imagine that you have some interesting phobias that maybe, obviously I'm going to give names or anything, but I see that you have a patient who is afraid of doing a poopy. So how does that work?
Yeah, that's right. So I think what happens sometimes is even with things like OCD, a phobia can come out of that, right? And so for one of the folks that I work with, we're really working on exposure hierarchy regarding using the restroom, doing a biological function that everybody has to do, right? And so that the urgency is way higher for this case, right? Because of just the biological piece of it. And so this is one of the most unique cases I've ever had. But again, what I'm doing is similar in terms of calming the central nervous system and then doing imaginal and in vivo exposures using my exposure hierarchy. And we're having a lot of success. But this has been one of the most complex ones I've ever done.
So, I mean, you're not going into the bathroom with them, right? I mean, just...
No.
Okay. that's an interesting one. I feel like there's pretty much everything has a phobia. I've never heard of this, of somebody who has a phobia of using the restroom.
Yeah, and for them, it's very performative, right? And that seems really unique, but the pressure of having to use the restroom before a meeting or not to have a certain sequence of events happening is what really triggers the anxiety, if that makes sense, or the phobia, and then the person's not able to use the restroom. And so it is super interesting because it's a lot of like brain-based stuff. It's a lot of somatic stuff. But it's still the exposure hierarchy really works effectively because it's really practical and we have steps to execute. So I'm curious from my perspective how this plays out, right? Like we've been working together for probably about 6 or 7 months. It's gotten much better, but there's also the problem, and I think we haven't talked about this yet, is that you can have re-traumatizations, right, in some ways, right? Like think about your needles. Like you go and you get blood drawn and you have the nurse does a bad stick and then has to stick it 4 times. That could start the work all over again, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and is this phobia that you're talking about, is this, and I'm kind of making a joke, but not really, is this the same as having stage fright, like when you're at a stadium and you have to use the restroom with a bunch of other people and they're right next to you? And a lot of guys talk about stage fright, and we talk about it jokingly, but is that a real thing?
Yeah, 100%. And again, I've trained in sports psychology, so I use a lot. I borrow a lot from that realm. But yeah, men are the same way. Like when they're in the restroom at like the troughs, right? Like there's something about being performative that often will bring in that fight, flight, or freeze response, right? It'll trigger us to feel anxious, and then we can't perform.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know, have you... And I don't know how long you've been in this specific practice and with the Human Theory Group, but I was wondering, have you seen a change in trends, whether it be phobias or eating disorders or other type of anxiety issues? Have you seen a change in trends with the ubiquitous onset of social media?
Yes. So I've been in practice for 23 years. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing this a very long time. I think you're right. So we've got AI, we've got social media, right? We have these experiments going on that we have unintended consequences, right? We don't know exactly what's happening. But what I have seen is way more of these anxiety related conditions, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's OCD, whether it's, you know, these phobias, people are staying, like, a great example of this is like video games, right? Like, a lot of kiddos today spend a lot of time inside with the video game and not having human interaction. You almost have to do exposure therapy to help them reconnect with the world. When we think about coming out of COVID-19, mm-hmm. that was a lot of the work, was helping people use those muscles to connect with others again, right? I think that is what we're seeing. And, you know, think about this too. Our world is moving faster and faster with AI. We can be more productive, and that also, I think, creates a lot of anxieties and phobias, if that makes sense.
Yes, and you mentioned movies earlier, and a texter wants to know if a movie can cause a phobia or if the exposure just brings up an existing phobia that you didn't know you had.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. I had a patient way back that I absolutely love working with that had necrophobia, like fear of dead bodies. And so they would have to be very careful about which movies they watch because that could trigger them. But again, we would also utilize those types of movies as part of our treatment, if that makes sense. So I think it could be either. It could be something, again, a single event that happened to you in your life. Number two, it could be your parents' narrative around that a single event or that type of event or even the experience they had, right? If they talked about a time that something happened to them, that can be really powerful in shaping the way that a kiddo experiences. And then number three, their own amygdala, their own biology, if that's turned on high, they have like a central nervous system that is, you know, organically trends towards anxiety, those are going to be the recipe for some of these phobia type conditions.
Well, your patient would have not liked it about 2 hours ago when we talked to a funeral director. They would have had a really difficult time listening to that conversation. Dr. Justin Jacques, we appreciate your time. The information is awesome. It was really great to get that from you. So thank you for visiting with us today.
Awesome. Y'all have a great rest of your day.
Dr. Jacques is a mental health counselor with the Human Theory Group, and again, telling us about exposure response therapy to phobias, which is successful
really
for a lot of people. I guess I need to get into pretend to be in a little boat next to a cargo ship, and I'm going to be A-OK.
Sucked under the boat. Is that like your fear? That your
yes,
boat gets sucked
I am,
under?
Okay, so like if I had a scuba gear on and I was in the water underneath, like near, I would probably have a grabber. I'd be done.
Because you'd get sucked under and then like into the propeller or something.
Forget it.
My gosh.
Forget it.
Yeah.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.